Are we there? Are y'all ready? I'll give y'all some time. Amen. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. I know it's a little bit rapid this morning, but I just want the scripture just to sit there for this morning. Because I believe that the people are weary right now. I believe that people have gone through a beating. And I know that God is still on the throne, but the devil is still around too. And he's been trying people's faith, been testing us, been working our ever-loving nerves. Sometimes it's just through situations, circumstances. Sometimes he capitalizes upon our lack of preparation, lack of faith, lack of staying in the Word of God. And he always seeks to expose what you're not doing and what you're not keeping up with. And so to encourage the people of God, encourage those of you that are watching online, we have a lot of people watching online this morning as I have checked. Those of you that are at home, take some time out to share the watch party since you're sitting at the house. It's important because the people of God need faith right now, especially since we have so much that's happening in the world today. Even locally, you may have heard that a once prominent pastor, prophet, killed his wife just this past week. Shot her dead, right here in the city of Orlando, right in front of a bank. The man had tendencies of being abusive, and things were going on. Even a video was put out there where the brother was trying to defend against the individual, and the man actually said, "I'm going to kill your sister." And then months later, he actually did. There was a lot of people that were following this gentleman, and even in his crisis of faith, because I actually, it's crazy, but I actually, you know me, I'm always trolling in the name of Jesus. And I actually sent a post to him in his ministry maybe about 6 or 7 months ago. I wanted to say more than that, but Lady Martin held me to it. But I basically told him, I was like, you know, this is not the right type of teaching. This is false teaching. You're letting somebody come into the congregation and start talking about Christ consciousness and that, you know, there's more than one way to heaven and all this other type of stuff. And so what was happening is it was a pot that was brewing of apostasy. And it was a departure from the faith once he let this particular wolf come in. And then the enemy basically pounced on it, pounced on this particular situation. And now the man who brought the false teaching into the church, he's alive and well and is actually using and exploiting the situation to get more likes. The prophet, or the false pastor, has now been excommunicated from the church because he's now sitting in a jail cell. And the young lady who was shot in the face 7 times has now gone on to glory. Ladies, don't play around with stuff like that. I know that you love them. And men, even you too. I know that you love her. Because sometimes, ladies, you could be abusive too with your mouth. Give it to God. Deal with those demons, or they will consume. God is not playing. I keep on telling y'all this. God is not playing with his church at this very hour. This pandemic is not by happenstance. We're not just here by accident. We're not just standing just because, you know, these are nice people and all of that. No. We're standing here only because God has made a way. I just wanted to share that with you. I got even more to share. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17 in the New Living Translation. Look at it on your screen. All hearts, eyes, ears are open. It says in verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of this good news about Christ. It is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes, Jews first and also Gentiles." This good news tells us how God makes us right in his sight. This is accomplished from start to finish by what? By faith. As the scriptures say, it is through faith that a righteous person has. past life. From the subject, just by the look on your faces, and even by some of the posts that you have posted throughout the week that have nothing to do with God, I love you, but I got to tell you the truth. You need a faith boost. You need a faith boost. Take it. Take a faith boost. Subtopic, get your faith in order. Amen. Thank you, my brother. Sit next to your lovely wife as an elder, because you need this too. Take a faith boost. You need a faith boost. Get your faith in order. If you don't, your house will not be in order. Constant pressure. Multiple delays. Repeated almost. Almost got the job. Almost got married. Almost thought that he or she was the right one. Almost got the kids to listen. She almost came to church with you this morning. He almost went to the store and got some groceries. Lonely days. Pandemic is in the back of people's minds. People are wearing masks. It's different out there. And then we also feel the push of society to get back to normal. I'm hearing many companies, JP Morgan Chase, saying that we're sending everybody back to work on September the 21st. I'm hearing many of you saying that you won't be able to stay home much longer. The time is now ticking. Things are making people anxious at this moment in time. Not only that, there's bills to pay. I need relief, Lord. Do you feel like that? And I don't have time to wait on you. I know some of you feel that way as well. This little opening almost sounds like a theme song for 2020. If 2020 had some music to go along with it, I would say, in the words of the great and famous Marvin Gaye, "What's going on? What's going on? Ooh, what's going on right up in here?" No. Maybe DMX. Y'all about to make me lose my mind. Up in here. Y'all make me about to go all out. Up in here. That's a little bit kind of old. I don't even know if I could go any more modern than that. Because if I do, then somebody's going to say that I said a three-letter acronym in church. If you know what I'm talking about, that means you watched the video at least three times. Welcome to Divine Truth Christian Center, where we love God, and we also love people. It's been a crazy year, hasn't it? 2020, the year of vision, year of clarity. But I assure you, there's a flip side to this. I was struggling with the message this morning. I was going to do a couple of different things, and then somehow, some way, God got me on Faith Boost. You know where this actually comes from? I want to give a quick shout out to two people in here. Jose Rodriguez, Deacon-elect Jose Rodriguez, and Deacon Lewis. They introduced to me a boosting type of drink. Monster energy drink. I was working and getting ready to take a test, and it was about 9 o'clock at night, and I started feeling woozy. And then the most pointed words came to my mind, just out of the midst of the darkness: energy drink. See, Deacon Lewis, he don't say much, but he's a meme king. And he loves those gifts, man. And I was like, well, let me go ahead and get one of these things. So my wife, she went to the house under the cover of darkness, got me one. And I was like, whoa, now I see what you're talking about. This is something else. I actually got another one. And I needed it because I was trying to drive back from across town after being out a particular night with the family, and it got me across town. But I'm using them sparingly. I got one left because my wife said I can't have no more of them. So I got to spread them out. I got to spread them out. So I got one more that I'm going to use strategically. And I think this is also something that, from a faith standpoint, you need to take as well. Take this message strategically. Because in all of the bad news that you've been hearing lately, and all the cynical talk and negativity about what isn't going right, there is a silver lining. A silver lining shows up in the midst of a storm. Here's the good news. You are going to make it. You will hear good news. The job will come in God's timing. The house will come in God's timing. Your faith will be renewed like the wings of an eagle. I knew God had me prepared for today because typically he sends me signs and wonders. And one of the signs and wonders that he shows me through nature, not through man-made things, but through his creation. And oftentimes when I know that there's a battle ahead, there's always buzzards that shows up. Buzzards, nasty things. I call them the trash men of the globe. They go after the flesh. They pick up the flesh. They have such a strong desire for the flesh that they're even willing to get hit by cars, face danger in order to go after the flesh. And so I saw at least about 40 of them this morning. 40 of them. Now, to the carnal mind, it's just buzzards on the side of the road, Pastor Martin. But in the spirit, they actually remind me of the spirits that people are dealing with. The flesh, how you feel. How many of you know that sometimes your feelings can get you in a lot of trouble? Consistently. I feel like, but I feel as if. I have heard so many people talk about feelings and then they feel their way out of the will of God. But again, you will hear good news. And I know that in the long run, as God told Joseph so many years ago, that it's working out for your good. Can you believe it that even in 2020, it can still be your season for grace and favor? For you to reap what you have sown? Did you know that oftentimes the farmer reaps the most when he plants during hard times? To serve during hard times, to love during hard times, to put messages out there during hard times. It will work out for our good. And yes, in regards to 2020, do you want to hear a prophecy that's actually going on right now? God did want us to see his face clearly this year. He wanted us to know absolutely, without a doubt, that he is in charge. He is in charge, and he ain't playing around with the people of God no more. He ain't gonna let it slide. He winked at it, but he ain't gonna let it slide. He said, I'm going to keep the pressure on y'all until you start looking at me versus everything else. And what we have to make sure that we don't do is take our eyes off of Jesus as things begin to open up. Because God is merciful. He is kind. But all it takes is for him to have a flip of the wrist and everything could be locked down. Even worse the second time around. Regardless of who becomes the president. It's going to work out. In the long run. But the truth of the matter is that I know that we are still human. We're still like dust. And for just a moment, I want to give you, in my Deacon Lewis voice, energy drink. It's called a faith boost. Just as you see on the graphic behind you, see this man, it seems like he's running a long race and he needs to push that very last mile, because that's usually when you start getting weary, right at the very end of the journey. You can't quite see the finish line, but everybody else knows that it's there because they're right at the finish line. waiting for you to cross. So look at me as that person that's coming on the side of you as you're running that particular marathon in a motorcycle. Because I'm not going to help you run. I'm there to coach you on so that you can finish. To help you finish. To teach you that trouble don't last always. It doesn't. So this faith boost, this drink, it's not the one of this world. But it's from an eternal spring that comes from and forth from Jesus Christ. So God, today I ask you to pour out your spirit in this place. Faith boost. Overwhelm us. Overtake us. Overwhelm us. Overtake us, fill us up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill your people up, God, and help us get our faith in order. Do not carry yourselves as if God does not exist and that he does not have any say-so. Just because he's applied the pressure on the world does not mean that there is no Goshen. Just because he's applied the pressure upon the world and everybody is following all these other gods does not mean that he does not have a remnant. Just because there's a whole bunch of bad dates and a whole bunch of bad relationships in the world does not mean that you cannot have a good one. It can happen, but you got to do some listening too. You got to put some things in order. You got to balance some things out. Some of us just need a two-letter prescription. You know what help you reduce a lot of stress? This is just for somebody. No. Just the word no. That'll deliver about two or three people in this place, about three or four people online. Just the words no will help you get your life in order and leave the rest up to God. If somebody acts a monkey just because you tell them no, then a yes won't satisfy. Pour out your spirit in this place. So how do we get this faith boost? What's in the ingredients of this drink from this everlasting spring? Well, I got 12 different areas. 12 represents the number of order. Here's number one. Number one, be sure that as you are going through this world and this life, that the promises of God cover the thing asked for. This is important because you don't want to ask God something that is not in his will. Lord, give me somebody that does not belong to me. That ain't going to work. Lord God, give me a brand new what's or whatever, but then you haven't cleared up the past. I told my wife I already know my message for New Year's Eve. That's so crazy, but I know it. I'm going to tell y'all because most of y'all are going to forget by that time anyway. You're going to be like, oh, praise God, I don't remember. And my message for 2020 is this, and New Year's Eve is this. Message is entitled, Hindsight is 2020. Look back at it. Y'all like that? Ellery, you like that? Yeah, he don't know. He's like, I want to like it, but I'm on video. 2020, hindsight is 2020. See, hindsight, look back at it. You get it? Sister Jordan, she like it. So when we look back at this year, can you see yourself in a position of faith or someone that was fake? Someone that fizzled out or someone that was able to move forward? Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 8 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. He will direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones, because sin will wear you down. It'll have you running up and down the road for no reason. Sometimes the enemy understands how to get to us. He may not attack you head on, but sometimes he'll just wear you out by making you run a whole lot and just wearing you out I know what to do with you. You know how to fight, but you don't know how to run no long distance. You are Mike Tyson type fighter. If you get to me, you can knock me out in the first three rounds. But if I get you to that 11th round, I know that you're vulnerable. I know that you're about to give up and quit. We need to understand that. So be sure that the promises of God cover the things asked for. If it's not within his promises, then you're going to run into some turbulence. The turbulence is you asking things out of the flesh, and that's out of his will. And we should be mature enough to understand that sometimes he'll tell us no. There's his permissive will and his perfect will. Permissive will is the things that he lets you do because you just going to do what you want to do anyway, and you just got to see. And then his perfect will is when you pray, then all of a sudden things starts happening instantly. Sometimes God will not allow for you to get that specific position because he knows that you're going to get fired like 3 days later. Get all everybody's hopes up, sign all of the contracts to move into something, and then you stuck out there. Seen to do it time and time again. And I've been in that situation as well, trying to help you. Number two, be sure that you are not living in open or secret sin. I feel like the throwbacks to 2010 and 2011. Be sure that you're not living in open or secret sin. What's secret sin, Pastor Martin? I'd like to hear it. Here it go. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13 says, people who conceal their sins will not prosper. Hey, just because you come to church for like 9 months and never tell anybody what you're struggling with, that's not a good thing. That's like going to the doctor and just sitting there and hoping and praying that person will know what's wrong with you. Ain't nobody can read your mind. And in this season, guess what? Everybody needs to be real, real, real keen on prophecies and people who just walk up to them and just start talking to them out of the blue. There's many false prophets and many false teachers. The young man that shot his wife and killed her, shot her in the face 7 times here in Orlando, had many followers. And now, the shepherd was smitten, and the sheep are now scattered. And the vultures from different faiths are trying to just pick them up, saying, you ain't need to believe in that white Jesus in the first place. I see it all the time, and I'm in there trolling, talk about some, you don't need to do this, you don't need to do this. And see, the funny thing about it is, even got some church folks saying, if you need a new ministry to come towards, why don't you? I don't do that. The flesh says, well, yeah, they need a place. No. You need the word of God. I want to keep the wolves away, and I want God to lead you where you need to be. It's the hard way, y'all. I know I do things the hard way. It's crazy, but here we are still. Here we are still. Still with a daycare, still with a church, still in a 10,000 square foot facility, still having favor with God and with man. It's the hard way, but it's the right way. People who conceal their sins will not prosper. But if they confess and turn from them, they will receive mercy. Sometimes you can kill it once you confess it. I got an anger problem. I got issues. I got a lust problem. Sometimes I'm lazy. Sometimes I'm ratchet and just very immature and fleshly. God help me to mature. God help me to become better. God help me to seek your word and get in your face, because I cannot do this alone. We all struggle with secret sins. This pandemic is kind of highlighted it. You tired of seeing Mr. or Mrs. at the house every day, all day long? My God. I want to go back to work. One old person said, distance makes the heart grow fonder. Some of y'all want to find that out, don't you? Get up off of that couch. Get up from off of that. Got the pandemic pounds. Get up. Put your mask on, get out there, and believe God. Secret sin. The other thing that hinders us is also open sin. Okay, I hear a lot of talking in the background. If you talking, hopefully you're talking and saying amen. If you're yawning, stand up and go to bed and stop playing the video games all night long. I talk about the adults. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 21 says this in the New Living. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. Open sin. You just don't give a flip. But both of them are deadly to the soul. Get your faith in the Lord. Faith boost. Just go ahead and take it. Take it. Take it. Do what you got to do. Number four, be sure no doubt or unbelief is permitted in the life concerning the promises. So if you ask God for something, he ain't going to lie to you. If he told you that he's going to do it, it will come to pass. I think you need to hear the word. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19 shows us this word straightforward. God is not a man. He's not like you or I. That he should lie, because people lie. Church folk lie. Preachers and teachers lie. Children lie. Teenagers show enough lie. It's the truth. And all of us were teenagers, so everybody in here has lied before. But God is not like us. He doesn't break his promises. He either says yes or no, yay or amen. That's it. In him is yes and no. That's it. It's just one or the other. Not maybe or string you along. Playing mind games. He doesn't do that. My mind is playing tricks. I mean, he don't do that. It's either yes or no, or not yet. So God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of a man that he should change his mind. Has he said, and he will not do it? Or has he spoken it, and he will not fulfill it? This is the bedrock stricture of, won't he do it? He said he would. He will do it. He will. If he promised you, it will come to pass. You just got to faith it until you make it. Not fake it until you make it. You ever seen somebody that's faked on you before? You thought that something was happening, but it really wasn't? Oh, yeah, I'm going there too. All the husband and wives said amen. You getting married, Ryan? He said eventually this month. Oh, good, good, good. Go ahead and send me an invitation. Amen. Faking it is not good because it leads you to think one thing, but it's actually the opposite. Well, God is saying he wants you to faith it until you make it. In other words, believe him, not yourself. Believe in him, not in the words of someone else. And stop putting your whole life in someone else's hand. I can't tell you how many preachers that I used to be along with, that the churches have now closed, are putting all of their hope and faith in riding with Biden. No stumping with Trump. But God is your source. Last time I checked, isn't he your source? Every 4 years we go through this whole same cycle, and then people are just all in the uproar, putting stuff on their timeline, put stuff in their mind. And the crazy thing about it is that I'm on LinkedIn too, and now the foolishness is getting into LinkedIn. People are putting memes and stuff like that, talking about all of this stuff that has nothing to do with jobs, and people are just writing themselves out of positions that they could potentially have. Because real successful people don't be running off at the mouth like that. They just look, and they quietly make the decision not to hire you with your crazy self. Facebook posts included. A friend of a friend. Letting you know about your views all on Facebook, and the person that's trying to hire you got opposite views of that. But since you can't keep your mouth or your fingers shut, you got to say something. You won't keep still. It is what it is. Number five. Someone say number five. Sincerely desire the benefit. Oh, I have all cylinders there. I'm not going to hit you with a silver bullet. I got artillery to get you out of that funk with your negative self. Smile. My little Duval's voice. That's how I feel this morning, Sister Cara. I'm saved, though, but you get the picture. Oh, you get it now. It just hit you. Okay, good. Number five. Sincerely desire the benefit that you ask of. So you can't just flippantly just ask God, hey, can I have this? You know, God, it would really be nice if I had a husband. It'd be nice, but you don't have to do it though. What you want? It'd be really nice to get with somebody. It'd be really nice to have a nice little job. But you got to be sincere, because if you're not taking this seriously, then he's not going to take it seriously. Sometimes it's good for you to say, "Oh, everything ain't all right, Pastor Martin." Don't be tough with me. This is for my leaders in here. If things ain't cool, then say so. We're having a core meeting today, so you can say so. Because it is hard out there. It's hard for me. And I've been walking with God for almost 20-some-odd years. And it's still hard. It's even harder now than it's ever been before. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 says this. Be anxious for nothing. Anxiousness is the old English way of saying don't get bent out of shape for no reason. I have to work on this, y'all. That's my confession, right? I have to work on this. This is area that I stress about. Ever since I had that anxiety attack back in 2014, things were rewired in my brain. And I'm still working on trying to get through those specific things so that I don't perceive unnecessary danger when it's not there. Danger that's not there. Things happening when it's not there. Sky is falling when it's sunny outside. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. What does that mean? It means chill out and relax. If you need to calm down, the last thing that you need to listen to is some high-powered Metallica music in the car on your way to work. Calm down. Turn the music off. Just listen to the voice of the Lord in the wind. As my mama would say, sit your happy self down and be quiet. You can't hear if you're always talking. You can't hear if there's so much noise around you. But the verse goes on to say, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Supplication means that you have to supply God by repeating yourself. There was a little bit of arrogance that came from out of the Word of Faith movement several years ago, which says that you don't need to ask God but once. He heard you the first time. That used to be said a lot. Right. But no, God knows that we're dust. He said in his word, you got to say it multiple times. Because when you say it multiple times, that means that you really want it and you're really serious about it. Just ask your kids. Mama, my boy, little boy Jaden, he keeps on asking for this one thing. And he reminds me on a regular basis that he wants X, Y, and Z. I could be in the middle of the ocean on a raft somewhere. Have a lobster biting my ankle. And he'll be like, Dad, you didn't forget that. You didn't forget that, so on and so forth. So he keeps on reminding the Father what his desires are. He has no problem with it. Even after service, he'll come up to me and be like, Dad, in service, you said X, Y, and Z. So perhaps, he's starting to use the word perhaps now. So perhaps I could, possibly perhaps, maybe ahead of time you could, I could just get this, you know, you didn't forget, did you? That's supplication. That's when the kids keep on asking you the same thing over and over and over again. And then you're like, fine, here. Or you let them know, I got you. Ask God repeatedly. He'll let you know one thing or the other. He'll say, I got you. Or fine, here, you can have it. But if you just ask for it once, that means it ain't sincere. Repeat it. Well, I feel like I shouldn't even have to ask you that many times. You know me by now? Yes, I do know you. I know that if you really want something, you repeat it to me. Don't test me. You're the one who needs something. And all the ladies said, Number six, let me go ahead and get out of this, Elder Reed. Number six, recognize the source of opposition to your prayers. Did you know that many, many years ago in the book of Daniel, the prophet, the great seer of the Old Testament, true upstanding man of God, that he was in a peculiar situation. He was getting ready to see the great vision of King Nebuchadnezzar and how everything was broken down. Media Persia, the brass and the iron and the silver and the gold. This great statue preached a message about this a long time ago. And it was this great vision about this huge statue of King Nebuchadnezzar that had all of these different elements, gold, silver, brass, and bronze. It's talking about the future age. And a lot of that is unfolding even today with America. There was a symbolization of clay and iron mixed together, strong but weak at the same time. And in that particular time, Daniel was hearing, getting ready to hear about this revelation. He was praying to God and asking God, God, please give me some kind of note. Please give me some kind of information to let me know that you have heard my prayer. And then all of a sudden, an angel shows up. This angel is probably all beat up and broken up. Be like, Daniel, I just wanted to let you know a message that God heard you. He heard you 21 days ago. He heard you. And he was sending the message to you, but because the angels are the one that carries messages, God doesn't talk to people face to face directly like that himself, because Jesus Christ wasn't around himself. So God uses angels, because if God spoke to you face to face outside of Moses, you'd be dead, because no one could stand before the face of God and live. So he uses the angel to send those messages. And so that message took 21 days. 21 days, you put an application in. I remember there was this one particular young man that was applying for so many jobs. And then I called him. He thought that I was an answer to one of his jobs. He was like, man, I applied for so many jobs. It seems like it's just a whole bunch of time went by. I just forgot what I applied for. Have you ever did that before? Apply for so many jobs, and then somebody calls you like so many a month later, be like, I got your resume. Are you still looking? You'd be like, no, I already got a job. So God was trying to get him a message, but it took 21 days. So the angel all out there broke up and started coming to him and be like, well, you know, whew, Daniel, I would have been here a little bit earlier, but the prince of Persia, Satan himself, the devil himself, withstood me. And Michael, the big brother, had to come in and had to get him up off of me. So here's the message about the future and what the future will be for the people of God and the world. This is the message that I need to get to you. But it took 21 days because Satan was actually opposing it. Because some things that you have prayed for, the devil does not want you to have, because it truly will be a breakthrough. That's where the breakthrough comes through from. That's the origin of the breakthrough. Something that's being withstood on purpose. You've been praying for the child, been praying for the spouse, been praying for the job, been praying for the church for a long, long, long time. And then finally the answer comes through. Number six. Sometimes the opposition to your prayers is the devil himself and his imps. So who can peel back the hands of the enemy? It is God who peels back the hands of the enemy, because that's the reason why he says pray without ceasing. When you pray, that's like him doing this. Get your hands off of my blessing. Get your hands off of my house. Get your hands off of my life. Get your hands off of the breakthrough. Get your hands off of it. And God has us doing things that way so that there could be a relationship. If you just pray to be like, God, take care of my whole life, and he never said a word, then there's no interaction. That's like a father giving a son $1 million and then never showing up again. He'll blow it in a few minutes or a few weeks, because there's no wisdom, no guidance, and there's no relationship. There's no continuous interaction. Number seven. Someone say number seven. Number seven. Ask God in faith without any doubt or wavering. Believe that what is asked is yours. Faith it until you make it. Faith it. Believe God. Believe God. Are you serious? Are you really serious about what you want from God? Or are you just trying to get by? Are you serious? I'm serious. I want this church to grow and I want it to flourish. I want people to hear the gospel. I want us to be an oasis so that people can rest their heads and rest their souls. I do not want us to compromise. I want us to finish the good fight of faith. I want to be, in some sense, without all the scandal, Bishop Greenleaf. To where when he dies, he says some of the good things and the bad things, but people actually celebrate all the work that he has done. May the works that I've done speak for me. But you can't stop working, or else nothing will be spoken. You got that, divine truth? You get that? Nobody can speak about your life and what you've done in ministry and how you served if you stop working. It's tough, but you got to do it anyway. So look at me as like your rallying general of the faith this morning and let you know that you got to get up and you better work. You got to continue to work. So ask God in faith without doubt or wavering. Believe that what is asked is yours. Are you scared of success? Are you scared of a yes answer from God? I've done this with my kids in the past before, where I blessed them so much until they can't even handle it. The thing that was valuable to me that I thought that they would appreciate actually ended up all broke up. They couldn't handle the blessing. And God treats us adults the same way. That's why he still calls us children of God. We're still children. He blesses us with something great. Oh, here we go. I don't know how. Man, this is a big old blessing. I prayed for the breakthrough and he broke through. And I don't know what to do with it. I'm so used to begging and nothing happening. But oftentimes the waiting period is key. I asked God just the other night. I was like, Lord, I'm 45 years old this year. In 5 years, I'll be 50. What are you waiting on in regards to me? In other words, I put it back on myself. I said, what is it that I need to do? Or what season are you waiting on for things to just really just poof? I have no clue. But in the meantime, as I'm occupying, I'm just going to continue to do what I'm doing. Until he says, open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. He's the one who sends the cloud. He's the one who gives the rain. Some in water, some in plant. But God is the one who gives the increase. So if there's no increase at this moment in time, then guess what? There's a couple of things that's going on. Either you're not farming the land right, or you haven't put any seed in the ground. And if you haven't put any seed in the ground, then what's the use for rain? For all my sports players and whatnot, if you are trying to get good at something, watching TV ain't going to help you. Watching somebody play and shoot, you could get a couple of techniques and you could watch the film, but you know what would be more beneficial to you so that you won't adopt somebody else's style? Put yourself on tape when you're shooting. Put yourself on tape when you're trying to tackle. Put yourself on tape if you're trying to curl. You know, curl, that's that new game out there right now. Later on, I think I might find something that keep me from hurting myself. It's that game. It's like shuffleboard, but it's a big old giant hockey puck. And then people just going back and forth, Rick Reed, I think I'm going to do that. And you can play it until you're like 65 years old. So I think I'm going to try it later on. I just want to reveal that to you right now. Because I love sports. One of the professors on my squad at Amazon, he does curling. And I'm like, wow, he has no muscles. I was like, that's for me too. But here's the thing. Me just looking at him and saying, I can do it. That ain't good enough. I actually have to do it, and I have to practice, and I have to do it over and over again. So you got to believe God, even though you don't see the results right before your eyes. Guess what? If you don't do nothing, nothing will happen. I can guarantee it. If you stay in your house until Jesus come, don't apply for nothing, look for somebody to always rescue you, looking for help in all the wrong places, feeding yourself with flesh, I can guarantee nothing will happen. If you never apply, nothing will happen. If you don't pray, nothing will happen. And if you're not careful, the devil will start answering your prayers. What do you mean devil answering your prayers? I ain't saying nothing. No, no, no. You know what type of prayers the devil answers? Murmuring and complaining. I just can't believe. I just don't understand. This person make me sick. And then you get sick. This person get on my nerves, then you got nerve problems. I can't believe that they won't let me do nothing at church. And then you detach yourself. The devil always answers mumbling and complaining. But God responds to faith. That's what pleases him. That's what makes God happy. Mark 11, verse 22 through 24 says, then Jesus said to his disciples, have faith in God. Have faith in God, Al. Have Have faith in God, Christine. Have faith in God. Sister Chester, Mother Chester, have faith in God. Have faith in God. I tell you the truth. You can say to this mountain of a situation, you see the context? May you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. But you must really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart. I tell you, you can pray for anything. And if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours. Well, look at that. So that means that you have to see it in the spirit. Oh, I got a better one. Believing is seeing in the kingdom. In the flesh, seeing is believing. Believing is seeing. When people pop up here, they think, man, you only been here for a year? No, we've been grinding for 10 years, y'all. And they just pop up into the wagon and then just pop up church and have folk coming. Make it through a pandemic, get money and all this other different type of stuff. To feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit widows, hit jailhouses and the prison. That just didn't happen overnight. This is a 10-year process. And we're not done yet. We can't be like, oh, we're done. There go Bishop Greenleaf. We can just rest now. No, we're at the very beginning stages of this journey. Bishop McLaughlin is in his, Lord have mercy, 38th year ministry? 30th? 32? No, I think it's more than that. I think he's been married for 40 years. So yes, 30 years of ministry. So it's like 31, 32, somewhere around there. And I just got the 10. Just got the 10. Just got there. In a new building. So we've barely only been in this spot for 5 years. That's it. That's all. Number eight. Someone say number eight. You only got a couple more to go. If you say amen, I can go ahead and move fast. Number eight. Do not tolerate a thought to the contrary. So number seven says believe. And then number eight says do not tolerate a thought to the contrary. Believe God wholeheartedly. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 says, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Did you know that the enemy will try to argue with you? Ain't gonna happen. Ain't nothing gonna happen. Negative people get the results of their words. You could just look at it. Look at your whole surroundings. Negativity, negativity, negativity. It's not going to happen. Because negativity is the opposite of faith. Notice I didn't say positivity. That's a carnal, that's a worldly sense. No, it's not just positive and negative, plus and minus. No. Faith is the opposite of negativity and complaining and murmuring. Believe in God. And then looking back at it. Hindsight is 20/20, right? Give you my early message. Hindsight is 20/20. So when we look back at it, we have to look at what the Lord has already done. That's evidence enough. You know what sometimes people need to do? You need to write down a journal. Write down a journal. Write the vision. Make it plain. Write down all of the prayers that have been answered and how things have gone well in your life in the past. Write it down because sometimes you forget what God has already done for you. Food on your table, clothes in your back, a place to stay, family all right, you should be good. Even amidst the tragedy, hurt, and pain, you are still in a good position. If you're alive and you breathing, that's a good thing. That means that God is not through with you yet. I'm trying to help you this morning. I'm trying to give you a faith boost. Faith boost. Something to energize your soul so that you won't be moping around the house like a zombie. I'm believing God. Silence isn't faith, is it? Being quiet ain't faith, is it? It isn't. And we need to understand that and pay attention to that. I'm frowning because I'm trying to help you. So don't tolerate when the devil starts bringing up mess in your mind. Talk about it ain't gonna work. I believe that something supernatural is gonna happen with this place. Over and beyond. I believe there's going to be influx of people at the right time. COVID is going to be around, just like the flu, but it'll be a distant memory. Everything is in God's time. And people struggled with their faith prior to COVID. So sometimes this whole situation had to come in order for you to focus on God. Because guess what? You ain't going to church. You ain't going nowhere either. Focus your faith on God and believe Him. Number 10. Someone say number 10. Number 10. What's that in Spanish? JoJo, what's that in Spanish? Oh, he's asleep. Yes, okay. I was asking JoJo. JoJo just counting up there. 1, 2, 3. Make me so proud. Good job, Truth Learning Academy. Good job, Mama and Daddy. Y'all keep on going. DS, 10, 10, 10. Count the things as done as you have, that you have asked in Jesus' name. I repeat it. Count the things as done that you have asked in Jesus' name. John 16, verse 23 and 24 will make this a little bit plain, and then I'm almost done. In that day, watch this. This will help you. In that day, you will not question me about anything. I don't know, God. That's a stubborn When somebody be like, well, you need to go ahead and step out on faith. That's a hard-headed, I ain't finna change, I'm too old to do this. That's Sarah. That's Abraham. It's never too old to change and to change course. If you want to keep the same results, you go right on ahead. Keep on doing the same thing, you're going to get the same thing. But if you want something different, then you got to step outside of the box. And there are no ways to cut corners. I was watching Mulan last night with the missus and the family, and there was this one particular scene where one of the generals was looking at who was going to be the strongest soldier. And so y'all seen the movie before in the cartoon version. So what happened was is that one of the generals said, well, whoever will be the strongest one to make it to top of mountain. Who make a strongest one to get to top of mountain, that will be the strongest soldier. And so what they did was they took the thing and put it on their shoulders. And they were just going up. No, it wasn't that. They were holding buckets of water, one on each side like this. And if you put your hands down, you had to start all over again and reverse course. You had to start all over again and then reverse course. So this is very important as we begin to move forward. And so, Mulan, she was like, if you get in touch, and the way I like to put it, not chi, because that's like the new age stuff, when you get in touch with the Spirit of God, you can really do some things. You can go beyond your human ability and your human capacity. But you can't cut corners, though. One of them was thinking that ain't nobody watching me. So he began to take the buckets up there. And the buckets were heavy, so what he did is that he put the bucket down and he dumped some water out. And they tried to pick it up and keep on going like everything was cool. And then the man that was up at the very top was looking down like, because you have been dishonest and liar, you shall be excommunicated from our clan. And now they walked him right on out. He was given the same thing that everyone else had, but he tried to cut corners. He didn't tap into something that was greater. Do not cut corners when it comes to the things of God. That's the reason why we're doing stuff the hard way, y'all. I could have been, Lady Martin tell you, I could have been had every prophet under the sun come through this place to give y'all a word. In the very beginning of our ministry, you remember that? In the very beginning of our ministry, a prophet tried to come in there to help us out. He said, I won't charge you nothing. Just let me do my thing. And I was like, what? First of all, your name sounds suspect. I won't even get into it, but let's just say it sounds similar to oatmeal. And I was like, the name kind of sounds kind of suspect. And then I started doing some research and then another person. It was some crazy stuff. I had a person from Ghana that came in contact with me, was trying to get me to help them to get citizenship that was also part of this particular group. And then there was money that was stolen. I was like, oh, no. I am one of those people who will do research on you and your prophecies. And the standard that we need to have today is if you lie just once, that should take you out of the room. Because God is what? Always right. If you said it from God, if it's from God, it's always right. It will always come to pass. So if it ain't come to pass, there's been a whole bunch of lying that's been going on around here, but we just ignore it. That doesn't mean that sometimes the prophet gets things wrong. Well, I'm just saying. Sometimes the flesh does get in the way, but if it's from God, it's going to always be right. So in that day, after you start really believing me, you won't question me about anything. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask the Father for anything in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked for nothing in my name. And ask and you will receive so that your joy will be made full. So as I conclude, come on now. That's God saying, boo, 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 boo. Hurry on up, preacher. They heard enough. They got it. Someone say number 11. Number 11, give glory to God even before you receive what you have asked. You got that? Give glory to God even before you receive what you have asked. Anybody heard of something that was called prorated? You ever heard of the thing term prorated? What is prorated? Prorated is when you get something or pay for something in advance, right? I'm going to prorate you this first bill for your cell phone because you got a track record of not paying once you cut your service off. So we're going to get your money up front. You're going to be happy enough to pay us that deposit. That's what the deposit is for because it's a level of security. And see, that's what God does in a different way, in a spiritual way. What that means is that when you're praising God, you need to give him an advance on celebration, an advance on praise. As the song says, praise him in advance. Is that how it goes, Lady Mark? Huh? Prorated. Prepaid. Uh-oh. In my Carl Lewis voice. Prorated. No, prepaid. I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Pastor Martin is 45 years old. He got a couple more grays in his chin, and sometimes I get words twisted up. But it's all right in the name of Jesus. Give glory to God even before you receive what you have asked for. Give him a prepaid praise. I did it right, okay. Psalms 103, verse 1 through 5, and this is it. Brother Jordan, this is it right here. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Say this on the way home in the car. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives you of all of your iniquity and all that constant sin and tripping that you be doing, who heals you of all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. And then finally, number 12. I'm not going to say that in Spanish because I don't know it. Diez is dos? No, that's wrong. 12. Diez y what? Doce. Okay, doce. All right. Jasmine, you should be helping me out. Put your head down and be like, you're just going to let me struggle. All right, I see how I am in your life today. Psalms 103, verse 1 through 5, as I said before. Your strength will be renewed like eagles. That's 11. But 12 is this. Act as if you have received what you have asked for. You got that? Brother Reed, don't fake it until you make it. Faith it until you make it. Just believe God and let him take care of the rest. God has put us in a position to where he's sustaining us right now. We ain't gotten smaller. We ain't gotten larger. He's just maintaining us until whatever this is just passes, and we just got to ride along with it. The people will come two by two, one by one. There will be a weary traveler that's looking for a house of the Lord and not want to be a part of all of the foolishness. Act as if you have received what you have asked. Come on, stand to your feet. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to give, and then we're going to get out of here. All right? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says this, and this is so simple. You see that, Ms. Jordan? For we walk by faith not by sight. Seeing is believing. That's when you're a baby Christian. But then when you become a mature Christian, believing is actually seeing. I believe God. I believe it. I have faith in him, even though I don't feel like it. Believe God. Amen. Amen. Faith it until you make it. Come on, let's pray. And I will also pray for our offering. Father, we thank you for this time. We honor you and we bless your holy name. I pray that this faith boost is something that will renew them, restore them, that will lift up their hearts, lift up their souls. Things will get better. Things will come to pass. Lift up their heads. Lift up their hearts. Lift up their minds, Lord God. Give them the mind of Christ. Heal their bodies. Fill their pockets, Lord God. Give them wisdom when the blessing comes. Increase their faith. Increase their faith. Teach them to believe in you. Let them know that faith in you makes you happy while simultaneously making them whole. We thank you, Lord God, even in the midst of all of the chaos and turmoil that's going on in this world. Give them faith. Increase their faith. Let them believe in you. Show them, Lord God. And for those, Lord God, that need a sign, that need a wonder, that need a voice to let them know that you are still there, Lord God, grant them the request. You know that we all have been given a measure of faith, and somebody right now is struggling right now. They need to actually see something before they could believe it. That's where they are right now. They've been believing for so long, but right now they just need to see something. Grant the request, Lord God. Have mercy on them. Lord God, I pray that we have endurance. Lord God, I pray that we continue to put you first in all things, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Go ahead and put your hands together for the Lord. Take a faith boost. Take it. Take a faith boost. Put a smile on your face. In Jesus' name. Hey, glory. All right. So go ahead and get a seed in your hand. Give as you go. There was somebody got pulled over into the parking lot outside, and I was actually talking until that passed because y'all knows it. So they gone now. So there's four ways to give. Come on, you can have a seat. There's four ways to give. The first way is by going to our website, divinetruthcc.org. The second way is in the back of the church at the kiosk. Okay, you can also do that as well. Thank you, Michael Moore. Soldier and army of the Lord. The other way is through an envelope. And then finally, through Cash App. So if you're watching this online as well, make sure that you sow a seed into this ministry. We greatly need it. We need to continue to sustain ourselves. We're still doing the feeding in November, right, Sister Lewis? Huh? Later? Okay, all right. So we'll talk about it in the core evening. Once again, for the core meeting, I'll tag everybody. We'll have a core meeting around 7 o'clock tonight, unless something changes where I get wrapped up in something else. I have another meeting prior to someone with someone else. Someone that's looking for guidance as far as their ministry is concerned, who knows where that will go. When you become the father, you start having more and more spiritual children, all right? So we'll see how that goes. So keep me in prayer in regards to that, all right? So Father, thank you for these gifts. In Jesus' name, let them give with their heart. Let them give generously. Let them give cheerfully. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed, people of God. Faith boost. Take it.